I don't know if any of you remember the days of school days, and there's a line in that song where she says, I'd swim across the ocean. Well, do you remember at the end of school, did this happen to you guys? I don't know. It happened to me. Just this little off the subject memory here, where what a great swimmer Lance would be if all the girls lived on the other side of the sea. I don't know if any of you, but what anyway, not one of my better memories, but hope you enjoyed it. This is Shockwave Best of 2020 Part 1. We got so much music. We're going to do Part 2 as well. We kind of do it in chronological order, no particular order other than that. As we got the music, we're kind of going through the categories. Some were kind of jumbled together where we had the two nominees and the two winners are what we felt were the two that were the best of for that particular category. And we are moving into the best pop reggae. Now, this album, See the Good, from Mr. Jason Mraz. I just was hoping this would just break down commercial radio doors and because of him, because he's had a lot of big pop commercial success. But it's a great album. It was produced by the folks over at Easy Star All Stars. They were the backing band. Michael Goldswar was one of the executive producers over there, the label owner, did a great job of creating music around Jason's melodies. Very tight, doesn't sound like anything was forced. It all sounds natural. And it was really hard to pick a good song because the whole album is so good. And there's an interesting track where Jason kind of sings and DJs. It kind of repeats himself, but it kind of reminds me of a very Jamaican, an 80s Jamaican dancehall style. Should check it out. But the one we're going to feature today is The Minute I Heard Love for Shockwave's Best of 2020. This is our best reggae pop artist album of the year. Hope you enjoy it.
I looked under every rock and under every moon. I looked in every favorite spot. I looked in all of my favorite tunes. I looked all over the world. Yes, I did. What else was I supposed to do? No matter where I find myself, myself looking for you. Yes, I do. The minute I heard of love, I started looking for you. The minute I heard of love, I started looking for you. The minute I heard of love, I started looking for you.
Jason Mraz and our best reggae pop album artist of the year. The minute I heard of you, of love, I started looking for you. I just love that chorus and that melody. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Hope you can check out the album. The best, looking at the best of you, and produced by the Easy Star All Stars. Now, this next track was just kind of blew me away. Song starts off in a reggae jazz style instrumental, then breaks into a salsa mambo of Latin jazz, and then stops and goes into some dirty punk rock guitars with clean ska horns, all the while no vocals, so it's an instrumental, and then ends with the same music it started in the reggae jazz style. It's like, what do you call this? It's from a band called Beige. Song is called Asparagus at Midnight. Beige is basically a Brooklyn-based spacey neo-psychedelic outfit that have been around since, I think 2010, and I'd never heard of them till now, because it popped up on my radar because of the reggae and the jazz and the kind of ska. Let me know what you think. I don't know what to make of this. There's like, it's just like a smorgasbord of music kind of all mended together, but done quite well. It's the best category that's uncategorizable in my book for 2020, courtesy of Shockwave and Lanso Culture Shock Music. Listen. Well, I hope you get what I was seeing and talking about. I hope you hear it. The starting off with that jazzy reggae into a mambo Latin jazz into punk rock and back into a little jazzy reggae. Now, our next category is the best festival song, Jamaica Festival Song, which is a competition to celebrate Jamaica's independence. It's been going on since their year of independence in 1966. It's basically called the Popular Song Competition now. And mostly won, the biggest winner, Mr. Festival, is Mr. Eric Donaldson. But some of the greats have won. Tootsin' the Maytals, the Jamaicans, Desmond Dekker, Hopeton Lewis, Tinga Stewart, Freddie McKay, Roman Stewart, Stanley and the Turbines won a couple times, so have the Astronauts, Roy Rayon, a couple of the winners. But, you know, it kind of lost some of its spark, some of its enthusiasm over the last couple of decades. It really started to lose it in the 2000s, around the turn of the century. And then this last year, the Prime Minister, the Minister of Sports and Entertainment and Gender, Ms. Babsy Grange, pledged for the big artists to enter. Toots got back in there, had a lot of big artists, Papa Michigan. But my favorite one, and probably the best popular song I've heard for the festival in at least 20 years, This is Mr. Buju Banton, and this man did a lot in 2020, but it was his first year back on the map, the musical map, and it's good to see him. This one's called I Am a Jamaican. It's also the Festival Song of the Year for 2020. Big up Buju, Shockwave, best of 2020.
Yeah, yard man. Yeah, yard man, don't respect. I'm on to a yard. I respect and love, man, to all Jamaica, no matter where in the world. One eye, like I own you.
No matter where in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. No birth papers I have to show, cause I am a Jamaican. No matter where in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. No birth papers I have to show, cause I am a Jamaican. I have Jamaican walk, them hear Jamaican talk, cause I am a Jamaican. Them hear Jamaican chat, them see Jamaican bop, cause I am a Jamaican.
I may not be Jamaican, but I definitely feel like one at times, and I love the Jamaican music and culture. Big up yourself, Buju. Best Festival Song of the Year at the One Festival Song Popular Song Contest in Jamaica for 2020. I Am a Jamaican, resonating to all the Jamaicans around the world, because you can pretty much find them anywhere. Just like you can pretty much find a Cuban or a Puerto Rican anywhere. So big up todo mi Latinos de la Islas también, de Latinos del Mundo. Big up yourself. Speaking of Latinos, Emilio Estefan has a Grammy-nominated album called One World. He produced the latest album from the Wailers. And in our best of 2020, it is our best reggae album for 2020. We are still predicting this to win the Grammy. A great album. Solid. Solid. Buju has a good album. Was another one on there that I really liked. There was a lot of good nominees this year. A lot of good nominees, I have to say. But the thing that stood out with me for the Wailers was the Wailers really kept the backbone of the album, the band, and the sound reggae music. The one thing that was very consistent with the album was the players. They did bring in a couple of guest artists, harmonica player, Natty Roots played on it, some good stuff. But the players are the consistent part of it. But the thing that made it a step above the rest was the different styles, the variety of reggae that they played, the guest artists that they brought in. It had some different looks. Emilio brought his daughter in. Family man Barrett, whose son plays drums, sang for the first time on this album. Big up Paul Anthony on this album. Josh David and Tina Tamara, the lead singers on this album, and the main singers for the Wailers. Tina isn't official, I don't think yet, but I think it's going to happen. But there were so many good looks on this album. It had a really big song, One World, One Love. It's like another One Love song. Farruko, Sadella Marley, Shaggy, and of course the Wailers. Skip Marley, who's also nominated for a Grammy. So this is one of our favorite songs. It's so hard with these good albums to like pick one song. But this is the one that's like kind of growing on me, becoming the best one in my opinion. It's called Love Will Find You, because I love the lyrics too. And I love how Josh and Tina, what they do on this song, and whoever wrote this song, big up yourself. And the best reggae album of 2020, according to Shockwave, produced by Culture Shock. I'm your host, Lanzo, on your radio, your podcast, wherever you're listening, big up yourself.
There's nothing to worry about. Love.
Yeah, that's Josh David, lead vocalist for the Wailers. And Love Will Find You. You got to try, try, try. You know what song came to mind, believe it or not, when I was listening to it? Was the Manhattans, There's No Me Without You. Go back and listen and see if you don't hear that as well. Anyway, big up the Wailers, best reggae album of 2020. We're winding down our best of 2020 part one. We're going to do part two. So much music to play. We're actually running overtime, so we might have to extend the episodes a little longer than an hour to get all the music in 2 hours. Right now, we are going to give you what we call our best of Out Island reggae music and artists. Her name is Snooks. She's from St. Vincent. She's on a rhythm called Reggae Moon. And the Reggae Moon rhythm song is titled Skankin'. I think it's Hunter Flow Productions. I really like this girl. And she got a sound, she got a vibe. And I love how she smiles a lot too. She got good energy. And I had to shine some light on her, give her the Skankin' tune of the year, the best of 2020, Shockwave and Out Island. Like, you know, one of those islands you don't traditionally get reggae from. You know, it's mostly from Jamaica is the predominant one, you know. And she comes from St. Vincent. So big up yourself, Snooks. We'll love you. Best of Shockwave 2020, all courtesy of Culture Shock and Lanso on your radio.
Come let me rock.
Yeah, man, we're rocking.
You come let me rock.
Tell him again.
Come let me rock. I beg you, come let me rock. Come let me rock. I beg you, come let me rock. Come let me rock. I beg you, come let me rock. Come let me rock to the beat again. Tonight we're not skanking. DJ, pull up that beat again. Tell them say we're not skanking. Come let me rock to the beat again. Tonight we're not skanking.
Shot shots we a beat, long pants we na need. Pull boom up on me feet, pull up in a de jeep. A vibes we a vibes, you know how we tweet. When we touch the square, them know we na play. We beat couple C-Rocks and shoot couple beers. Shout couple friends, where the far are them there?
Could I be from Afghanistan or in the spare?
Come let me rock to the beat again. Tonight we not skanking.
Sound so snooked, I got a St. Vincent.
Pull up that beat again, tell them say we not
skanking. Man, we're rocking to the beat again. The beat is a rhythm called Reggae Moon. Big up yourself, Snook. St. Vincent Massive. Love ya. Big up every time. Here is our remix reggae song of the year. Buju Banton returns. He was the remix part of Coffee's Pressure. Our remix reggae song of 2020 on this week's edition of Shockwave.
Hear that? Them think it's a joke. Sister, talk to them now.
Ooh, yeah.
It's real.
Never before.
Do you have any doubt?
Ooh,
this one for talking about. Nothing.
Under the pressure. If your pressure be taken away now, we cheat in a second, cause we all under pressure, my friend. Sometimes when you feel it, you cry down.
Whoa.
I hurt your heart, you know, but do not make it stress, cause it I feel be better, not feel living at the ghetto, feel be under the pressure, my friend.
I'm we born in a struggle, isolated in a bubble. One now for the rich, yet another for the poor. God bless and please help us, we can't take no more. We're feeling the pressure, we are down to the core. Oh, money for the young, when them send it offshore.
And it's our reggae remix of the year. Put your butt time. Coffee.
I'll go through the back door. Tell them.
Two artists that make big impressions in 2020. And Coffee did it basically with two versions of one song and Lockdown. Pressure and Lockdown. She was holding it down through 2020 with those two songs. And this remix, we're voting as the remix of the year. So, we're going to play. We got two more categories. This next one is Best African Reggae Album of the Year. It's called Untamed, Lock City, Big Up Yourself. They're the producers. And for that reason, for me, coupled with the talent of Samini, is what makes this the Reggae Album of the Year. There was another one that was close. Out to the Ivory Coast, sounds a lot like Alpha Blondy. I'll tell you more about that. This track entitled Girl Is Mine on Shockwaves, Best of 2020. This is our best reggae, African reggae artist and band of the year. Yes, she is. Samini. He's making his proclamation that that girl, that one right there, she's all mine. Big up yourself, Samini. This year's best African artist, reggae artist, and best African reggae album, Lock City. Big up yourself as well. And we are going to leave you with part one of the best reggae rhythm of the year. There's two of them. The first one is called The Stand Up Rhythm, produced by the legend, Mr. Willie Lindo, Heavy Beat Records. Big up yourself, Willie. And we're going to juggle three tracks to leave you with this week's edition of Shockwave, the best of 2020, part one. We'll be back next week with part two, so stay tuned. The three songs are, in backwards order, we're going to play last, Bitty McLean. Track entitled This Is Goodbye, appropriate song to end the program with, all right? We're also going to hear from one of my favorite artists that hasn't broke big yet. He's been around for a little while, but this man's time will come. It's called Long Time from Krista Montague, and we are going to kick it off with one of my, an artist I absolutely love. His name is Ambalique. And my father gives me nothing more than I can bear. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. This is Lanso saying much love, much respect. Thanks for listening. Hit us up. We'd love comments. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know where you're listening, what we can do. If you got any ideas for any programs, anything you need, just it's Culture Shock. KULCHASHOK.com, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And you can find us. Please do. I hope you do. Shockwave is our life.
Oh now, oh now, oh now, oh now, yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, people. Listen, yeah. You can't choose your friends. Can't choose your family. It's a sad situation when one becomes a really weak. Let them set them trap and let them set them sneeze. My father gives me nothing more than I can be. So let them set them trap and let them set them sneeze. My father gives me nothing more than I can bear.
Long time, we don't have no nice time. Long overdue. Just for me and you, baby, let's do our city, dancing in the night, fancy candlelight, come let us rock away, girl, the mood is right, baby, relax your mind, just close your eyes and you'll be fine, have no fear. Take you all around the world. Anything you want, cause you're that girl. Long time. We don't have no nice time. Long overdue. Just for me and you, baby. Let's do rock steady. Dancing in the night. Fancy candlelight. So